microphone, and I'm going to tell you a little story of humility, which is to say that I just came back from the TED conference. If you know the TED conference at all, you know that there's some pretty influential people there, the least of which included people like Al Gore and Bill Joy, a number of other people. And I found myself having my personality erased over the course of the few days that I was there. And I think probably the prize piece of having my personality erased was sitting there listening to a guy named Larry Brilliant, who actually, as it turns out, kind of helped cure smallpox, which makes a talk like this seem very, very small. With that, I want to talk a little bit about the themes of the conference. I want to talk specifically about kind of our tilt on one of the things we're looking at most strongly right now, which is interface innovation, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But first of all, I want to introduce our company. I know a lot of you probably don't know who we are. We're not the soap company. We actually predated them a little bit. Not super happy about that choice of name for them, but it is what it is. We have offices in New York and San Francisco. Our clients include people like Yahoo, Autodesk, Kiehl's, Microsoft, Gucci, Reuters, Nike, Palm, Macromedia, Adobe, SF MoMA, amongst other people. We do a lot of different kinds of work, and though it's not as neon green as that might seem, we're responsible for brand systems, kind of at the largest scale, working from identity, brand strategy, on through things like large-scale packaging design and print systems, next-generation prototyping for a large number of companies, a lot of front-end web and application systems, product interface work, experiential design, which is a lot of fun for us, and then website systems. We did the Macromedia.com site twice. Their goal in this site specifically, which is the one that's just been taken over by Adobe, was to become the number one rated usable site by Forrester, which they achieved through this, which hadn't been done previously, so we're very proud of that. So staying to theme, like Alan requested that we did, and try to answer some of these questions, you know, how do we get from complexity to clarity? My answer to that is through people like this. You know, you're looking at a team of brand strategists, graphic designers, program managers, typographers, design researchers, interface designers, business development people, operations folks, strategists, design technologists, more graphic designers, interaction designers. And it's the work of these people amazes me every single day. And it's, I think, really critical for the work that we do, the kinds of people that come into Method. And it's through these people that some of the work that we do is manifest. So in addition to the kinds of skills that we're talking about here, talk about the ingredients of great customer experiences that really, for me, start with strategy work and really understanding what the business imperatives are for any given program, whether that's a piece of printed collateral or that's something much more grand. We're working on a lot of set-top boxes right now. We're working on a lot of mobile devices. But it really stems from a business strategy and a firm understanding of users. I can't overemphasize this point enough. It's amazing how many designers I talk to that really don't understand who they're designing for. So this point is massive in that go and talk to the people that are actually going to be using your products at the end of the day. Understand how their daily lives might revolve around what you're developing and how this is going to affect their lives. It's incredibly critical. And then from there, making sense of this information. This is actually some work that we did for Yahoo recently. I'm sure they may not appreciate me showing this exactly, but this is actually the kind of some of the internal organization of their sales team. We were building a massive engine for them to be able to communicate in the sales team. And if you know anything about Yahoo, you understand that all of their billions of dollars of revenue is derived from the people in that chart. I also put this up very specifically as the representation of graphic design because I'm talking about interface, but I think it's really critical to think about design a little bit more globally and understand that the kinds of principles that are being applied in graphic design make a lot of sense when you're talking about next generation interfaces. That includes brand storytelling, grids, and general graphic design. This is some work we did for Nike recently. And then lastly, design technology, which is a huge portion of where this brand is being experienced, especially in the interface layer. So those are some of the ingredients that answer Alan's challenge. And now I'm going to turn a little bit more towards why we think innovation at the interface level is as important as it is. And if anyone that wants to doze off, these next six slides are a little dry, so go ahead. thing about this is that there's a new kind of relationship that's being formed between businesses and technology and users that's unprecedented. You think about the kinds of devices that are in this room, the ones that are invariably going to go off during the portion of this talk. Turn your cell phones off. And you really begin to realize the kinds of things that are possible in creating new relationships with customers. You think about the rate at which these things are advancing. It's incredible. The processing power that's being put into these devices, the rendering capabilities, the ways that these things are networked. You think about the ways that competition and partners and markets and channels have been working previously, and you're talking about really kind of equalizing the playing field very, very quickly. The thing that I want to emphasize here is that it's not really about just solving a singular interface challenge at any given point. It's really important that organizations and designers realize that it's not just about the prize at the end of coming up with a great program. It's really about sustainable innovation. It's not about coming up with that one great solution. It's really something much more grand than that. It's about changing businesses' perspectives on the ways that they innovate. It's not that singular solution. It's about coming up with the ways in which organizations can continuously innovate in these areas. This is actually the reason that Method was born as an organization. It was the credo by which we were formed. And it's one of those things that we couldn't be happier to see come to fruition in a lot of ways, which is at the time that Method was formed, it was really you had web agencies, you had brand agencies, you had technology organizations, and no one was really looking at this all that holistically. So making every single touch point for your customers consistent is incredibly important. If you're coming up, you're spending so much time coming up with products and managing the ways that your customers perceive you, it's important to understand that whether it's print collateral or interfaces or the individuals that are touching your consumers or your customers, they need to know that story. And so making sure that these kinds of communications are consistent and compelling is incredibly important. And it's these kinds of interfaces, cars, mobile phones, television, airplanes, handhelds, that really make you wonder, okay, what's next? And there's a lot of examples of what's next. It's a pretty staggering statistic. 25 consumer electronic devices, and that's just not about entertainment necessarily. It's really about something much more broad. These are new channels to reach customers, whether that's B2B, B2C, or otherwise. Just to give some examples of what we're talking about here, you know, your standard computer systems, cell phones, I don't even know what the hell that thing is, radios, PlayStations. You look at something like this, video conferencing, realizing what the impact of Skype is going to have moving forward. Your next blogging device, by the way. I'm lying, by the way. That's not necessarily a blogging device, but it's the future of that device. Look at the players. And from my perspective, one of the most important interfaces that in total, as we have a lot of lazy people in the world, the 10-foot experience is probably one of the best places that we can think about reaching customers and really giving robust user experiences that are meaningful to people. And the boxes that connect to that. These handheld devices, I don't know if anyone else had the experience, but I was floored when this device came out and the rendering capability in that size. Smartphones, video players, so on. So you're talking about the ability, ultimately, the point that I want to make here is about enhancing brands. There's all kinds of new revenue streams, new market categories, but these are all kind of brand storytelling devices and communication devices and new revenue channels that are unprecedented. This is actually a little tip of the hat to the fact that this is Core 77. I haven't shown these slides previously, but, you know, these are lifestyle choices. And, you know, you see something like this and you start to realize how seriously people take these little devices, the Paris Hilton model, what have you, to a $25,000 cell phone. That's got to catch somebody's attention somewhere. So I think it's interesting to think, and, you know, we very rarely stop to think about how many companies actually are conducting their entire relationship with customers through interfaces. Yahoo, Google, Amazon, Netflix, though there are physical manifestations, it's really not the point. TiVo, The entire experience that people have with these products are through the interface layer. And I think it's interesting to think that probably one of the larger, more important companies of the last maybe 10 to 15 years fundamentally is an interface company, and that's Microsoft. User experience is a key differentiator in this, and this is the obvious example that everyone's going to give. You hear everyone that wants to, on the brand side, that wants to be Apple and, you know, wants to provide the level of interface and user experience that these guys do. The thing that I want to point out here, though, is less about that and more about the level of trust that these guys are giving their consumers. Because they've put together a program like this that links to iTunes, that is as easy to use as it is, makes it far more likely that consumers will buy other products for them. And that's an incredibly powerful thing. If these guys put a set-top box on the market, not only is it going to be easy to use, people are going to be much more likely to buy these things because of the relationship they had with these devices. And then secondarily, they just happen to be shifting the entire music industry on its head as well, almost as a secondary advantage to this. They're really shifting a lot of the relationships that are happening in the music space as well. So let's put this into context for a second. That's not long ago. This is 1991. Brand experience? I don't think so. 1994? Andrew, I think you probably remember some of this as well. There was no center tag.
Remember the blink tag.
Blink tag, that's right. 1996. These are devices that are now capable of user experiences that are unbelievable. So what's the big idea here? These are all new channels, set-top boxes, gaming consoles, handheld devices, mobile devices. They're now channels in their own right. ESPN just released a phone. When does a cable channel get into the consumer electronic market? It's fascinating. This little device is incredible, and I'm not going to pimp Microsoft. But it's a pretty unbelievable system in terms of raw processing power, in terms of the community that's being developed there. I'm already jealous of that guy's gamer score. This is actually a little work we did with IDEO and Microsoft for what might be a next generation device at the home. This thing came off the wall and was kind of the family communication center, as well as being able to control your home theater and so forth. A pretty interesting program. But it's this kind of convergent thinking, and as much as I hate that word, it's true. Interesting point. What were you doing at CES? These companies don't make consumer electronic devices, and yet most of the keynote speeches at CES this year were from companies like Yahoo and Google. These are new kinds of interfaces permeating all of these devices. Interfaces that you may not have seen. This is actually on the Home Media Center for Microsoft, and MTV put an incredible amount of time and effort into a completely new channel for distribution for their content, which is pretty incredible to think about. So what does this all lead to? It's really about value, and at the end of the day, brand loyalty. And the Apple example is so key to this. It's really incredible to think the level of evangelism you can create in your users by providing an incredible experience. And then lastly, I'll leave you with this thought. And there's a 100 ways to slice and dice this, and this is just kind of one view at this. Business goals, you know, I'm talking not only about what the business is trying to achieve from a strategic standpoint, but also what their understanding of users and what they're trying to convey, technology opportunities, all of the devices that I just showed you, all of the things that are possible based on the things that are happening now in real time. And again, it's about the sustainable bit of this. It's not just about that one release. And then all of the data and the incredible amount of efficiency that can be gained by making your data portable into these different devices and thinking hard about how that's going to get utilized. Brand reinforcement, which we have a lot of stake in, incredible opportunities for brand storytelling and creating relationships with your customers that really lead to things like user experience and these compelling user experiences, and I'll leave you with that.